Welcome to the Conscious King Podcast with Miss LX. Let's jump into today's episode.
How's it going?
Hey, good evening. Good evening, my friends. Is the lovely Miss Rocks with us tonight?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello, my queen. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. It's always so wonderful to talk to you too. So, what's going on, you guys?
So we're starting to realize that like our time and our resources are kind of stretched kind of thin.
Okay.
And so I've been pulling back a lot in terms of like being like looking at like my relationships and that I currently have, and so is Miss Rocks. And we're kind of like, we kind of came to a conversation the other day that, you know, it would be nice. I don't know if it's practical though, but it would be nice if we both had a submissive that we shared. Or at least like, I don't know, there was some kind of dynamic. And I didn't know if that, like, does that exist? What are, you know, how do you go about, are there pitfalls to having two DOMs and one sub?
Yeah, great question. Silver, I'm going to go ahead and server mute you because I don't know what happened, but I don't want any background noise going on. If you see it, I still love you. We're good. Everything's fine. But all right. So great question. And it really, there's so many variables because, I mean, as you guys know, every dynamic is so incredibly unique and organic. But what I've found is, yes, it can happen. I had a submissive. Mr. B and I had a submissive that was a service sub, helped us out around the house. Absolutely fantastic. However, the structure was, this submissive was my primary submissive who was also compatible and felt safe with Mr. B. Now, if Mr. B had taken more of an interest in playing with or dominating the submissive, then it would have been he and I very united in how we go about giving instructions and training. We would have done scenes together, or at least in the presence of one another, just to keep everything very united. And that's how he and I both, I feel, would have preferred that. But in our unique situation, the submissive was definitely my submissive who was very compatible and felt very safe around Mr. B. So yes, it can be done, but I don't think it can be done where you have a submissive with two separate dominants. Essentially what I'm trying to say is you and Miss Rocks, if you take on a submissive, it's you two as a couple, as a unit who has the submissive, not a submissive who has two dominants.
You know, when you were talking just now about the relationship that you had and how Mr. B was, you were the primary and Mr. B was somebody they were compatible with.
Mm-hmm.
I really think that that kind of scenario would be optimal for me, where Rox is their primary and, you know, I'm just there like on a friend level,
mm-hmm,
where I'm respected and everything. But I don't know that I have the energy right now to like fully devote to. That's why we're taking our time. I'm just kind of in that like doldrum kind of thing where it's like I've got burnout.
Yeah.
So, and I've also started pulling back because I'm really taking to heart some of the things that you've been preaching about taking time for yourself and not being in a rush, and making sure that everything's right with me. But that said, Miss Rocks is going out. She's meeting people.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a problem if she finds somebody that she's compatible with.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to be like, my style of dominance is super soft. So it's, mm-hmm, it's not like I would be like using that new electric flogger on them.
Right.
Which, by the way, It stings just a little bit.
Yeah, well, I was hoping it stings a lot, but I'll take a little bit. I'll take a little bit.
No, it was on the lowest setting, and I'm being macho. Yeah, it is. It is. I think it would be very effective for teaching somebody like aversion.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I think they would comply very quickly with it.
Good. Good. So yes, to the context that you are laying out for us, Connor, there is absolutely a way to get both what you're explaining in terms of you're kind of in a burnt out place and you're prioritizing getting your energy back, reinvesting in yourself and prioritizing self-care and rest for you. And Rox is kind of going out, feeling really empowered, open to finding a submissive. And she and I talked about it the other day, what she's kind of looking for, what she would expect from a submissive. And I think that would serve you both incredibly, incredibly well. And the best part of it is part of, if she has a submissive, part of that submissive's training involves learning how to honor her by serving you when she commands it.
That I could enjoy. Because it takes a lot of because it takes a lot of the pressure off of me. I don't wanna be like feel like I'm on point, and I've just had some realizations where, you know, I realize that sometimes submissives are in it for they're just in it for play and kink, and there's nothing there more than that. They don't take it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And I've kind of like just kind of stepped away from that. And I'm like, no, I deserve better.
Yes. Yes.
But if I get my dominant energy back, then, you know, I would ideally like to be able to have a, like an adult conversation and, you know, those kinds of things, but I don't want to top my wife's submissive necessarily.
Yeah. And that's absolutely a doable thing.
So when you're approaching a submissive, my big question is, when you're approaching a submissive and you are like, let's say she finds a great sub, obviously the conversation is going to come up where you're like, oh, are you seeing anyone? Oh, I'm married.
Mm-hmm.
So in the context, how do you explain that to a submissive without having them go, I don't want to get involved in that?
Well, if the submissive goes, ooh, I don't want to get involved in that, you very quickly found out that that's not the submissive for you.
Sure.
So that's number one. Don't ever be afraid of being honest, being truthful, and hearing someone's organic response, because that response is going to tell you very, very quickly whether or not they're compatible going forward. And so if you get a negative response, all right, you can quickly move on. But
right,
I would say to specifically your question, that's just part of like the initial kind of conversation. And it's not a big deal if it's not a big deal. And neither you nor she should allow anyone to gaslight you about it. Ew, oh God, I don't want to get involved in that. Oh, really? Okay, well, you're missing out.
Yep.
Like it's not a big deal. And so if she just goes, you know what? My husband and I, like, she starts out with that conversation. Like, she's not hiding the fact that she's married. She's not trying to conceal anything. If she starts out that way going, so my husband and I we work very hard and we're very busy. And so we are looking for a service sub to serve us domestically. And I would also really like to, you know, have the opportunity to play and lead this submissive through some scenes. And I'm really into impact play and sensory play and whatever else she, Miss Rox laid out for me, just all of her desires. Then that's mm-hmm. that's just a matter of, to me, it's just a simple point of negotiation. It's not a make or break thing. It's, this is what I, as the dominant with my husband, need. Can you meet that need? Are we compatible in that way? And if so, great. If they go, ew, gosh, no, I don't want to get involved in that. Okay, great. We keep looking.
Understood.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't really think it's a big deal, especially if it just, you know, comes up naturally. And so, you know, she can wear a you know, a ring on her finger to the munch or whatever. And everyone knows right there. Oh, she's attached. She's married. It's not something that we need to hide or feel weird about, or it doesn't disqualify her from being a dominant or finding a submissive. And I know a lot of couples who it's either, you know, one party doesn't want to dominate and the other one does, or one just kind of wants, you know, it to be a little bit more hands off, kind of like what you described. There are a vast array of different dynamics and structures. And so I would just encourage you both. There's nothing to hide. There's nothing wrong. And I think that if she finds a compatible submissive, a true submissive who wants to serve and be pleasing and also play and mm-hmm. and be guided and you know, really be a part of, you know, a beautiful dynamic, I think it could be a really great thing for you too, Connor, because you won't have to exert yourself and act like a kink dispenser. You won't have to be the daddy dom vending machine.
It gets tiring.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that could be something that Miss Rock says to the submissive is, look, one of the reasons that I'm taking you on is so that you can help me help Connor relax. I'm trying to help my husband chill out, find a place of peace. And you know what? I'm busy. I'm overworked. So I'm going to need you to help me. So you're going to cook. You're going to do laundry. You're going to clean the house, whatever. So that I, as his wife, can have time to just enjoy with him. And you're going to take pressure off of me. You're going to take pressure off of him. And it's a beautiful point of training for Miss Rox's potential submissive.
You know, when you mention that, I think that one of the things that I'd be happiest with in that kind of dynamic is I wouldn't mind teaching the submissive some actual life skills, like cooking certain meals that Miss Rox likes, showing them how to do mixology, because I've got a background in culinary and booze.
Mm-hmm.
So that to me would be like, hey, this is enjoyable. And then like not have to work in the kitchen ever again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so that could be something that you and Miss Rox discuss. And maybe, you know, after Miss Rox has a scene and has some fun playtime, then she tells her submissive, okay, so now we're going to go in the kitchen with Connor and I'm going to sit back and have a beautiful drink and observe and see if you're going to be good and obedient, because Connor's going to teach you how to make some of my favorite things now. And so she can, when she wants to, she can pass that submissive off to you and you can go, okay, so I'm going to help Miss Rox train you in this specific area that also brings me pleasure.
Right. That would be perfect.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That is why it should be so freeing to have a submissive. And that's what I was telling Miss Rox the other day is it should be freeing. It should be you getting what you specifically want and need as a dominant. And it does not have to look like anything or anyone else.
Yep. I agree with that. I like that analogy. I like that the way you phrase that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm so glad that that kind of resonated with you the other day, because there are so many people that put just undue pressure on kinksters. You know, you're not valid if this, you're not valid if this. And it's like, you know what? That's why I say BDSM is not a closet to come out of. It's not a fixed standard in which to live up to. That's a closet. There's a fixed standard and we don't fit into that fixed standard. So we have to hide, or else we have to come out of the closet and show the fixed standard that we don't fit into it. That's a closet. And I say BDSM is not a closet to come out of. It's a buffet to choose from. You don't go to a buffet, pick out your favorite things, put them on your plate, and then look around going, oh my gosh, I shouldn't be eating this because they're eating that. And that's actually better. And so, oh my gosh, my plate is disgusting now because they're not eating what I'm eating.
Yeah.
And that's what people do all the time now in culture. And I've seen it in kink too. Like, oh, we're against kink shaming. Yet you subtly kink shame because you disqualify people.
Yeah.
And so, and that's, you know, what we were talking about the other day, Miss Rocks. And so that's what I'm saying. BDSM is not a closet to come out of. It's a buffet to choose from. And so if this is what you need, the two of you right now, then own that and do not let anyone gaslight you out of that. This is your kinky buffet. This is your kinky buffet. You put on that plate whatever is tasty for the two of you right now.
Yeah, because it's always evolving. You can always change and add to.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, oh my gosh, from the time I first learned about BDSM to now is remarkably different. I mean, even my journey in BDSM, even, gosh, 6-7 years ago looked completely different than it does now. And that's good, because we're all organic human beings who should constantly be growing and evolving and learning more about ourselves. And so the more you learn about yourselves, and Connor, it sounds like you've done a lot of beautiful introspection lately, where you're going, you know what? I'm learning that I've kind of betrayed myself in some of these ways, or I've overextended, and I'm done doing that. And so that means, yeah, it's going to shift a little bit for you in terms of what your BDSM journey looks like, but that doesn't make it invalid. It just means your season has shifted a little bit. And the beautiful thing about BDSM is your play and your dynamic and what you're into can shift according to your seasons. It can grow and maneuver with you. That's what I'm hearing from you both right now. And I think it's a beautiful thing. I'm actually really, really proud of you both for getting to this beautiful, new, fresh place in your dynamic and in your BDSM journey. This is wonderful.
Appreciate well, thank that. You.
Yes, of course.
It's been a road for sure.
Pardon?
It's been a road for sure. It hasn't been a sprint, but yeah, I'm excited about where this could go.
Good. So does what I laid out to you today, Miss Rock, does that make you feel good and confident and grounded in terms of finding a submissive going forward?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes, it does.
Awesome. Wonderful. All right, then. So do you have any other questions or comments or thoughts that I can help you with tonight?
No, ma'am. Not at this time, but I'm sure I will have some later.
Of course. You know where to find me whenever you need me. And everyone, go ahead and give Connor and Rock some love for sharing and being so open and vulnerable. Thank you. Thank you so much, Connor and Rox. We love and appreciate you.
Thank you, Michelle.
Yes, thank of you, course. Michelle. Of course, you too. I love you so much. All right. So, yes. Yes. Great questions. Great conversations tonight, everyone. Thank you all for your amazing, amazing thoughts and questions and participation. Have you all had a good time tonight? I know. Oh, I love all the claps. You guys are so cute. Yes, we had a good time tonight. Good. Good. Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, on that note, then, everyone, we are going to, oh gosh, Connor, Rob, what did you do? I'm going to watch that after we cut the audio. Or maybe my reaction in the audio is what we need. Anyway, everyone, I love you all so much. I'm going to hop off. But again, thank you so much. Yes, post picture. Oh, can you send it to... send it to Little Miss E. DM it to Little Miss E. Little Miss E, can you open your DMs to Miss Shem? Please and thank you. Does that work for you, my dear? Sending it over to little Missy? Wonderful. You'll gladly post pics. Yes! Show off those little children of yours, those red-headed grown children of yours, Silver. All right, everyone. I love you all so much. Thank you again. You all are so wonderful, and I will talk to you probably tomorrow on Discord. Have a good night, everyone. Good night, good night.